This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley.
Yeshua means salvation. And salvation means more than we tend to think about it. Psalm 40, made famous, of course, by you too, for people that don't read the Bible, says, "He lifted me out of the miry pit and set my feet upon a rock." It's a two-stage process. And before anyone starts shouting at me, I'm not talking about second blessings or anything like that. I'm talking about what salvation is. It's a two-stage process. Most of us are content to live at stage one and don't even really appreciate what stage one is. Another psalm says, "You are my rock and my fortress. You have become my salvation." And that doesn't perhaps mention the two-stage bit, but I want to pick it up from Psalm 103. The difference between what most of us think about being saved, having our sins forgiven, and what God has actually done for us in salvation in Jesus. Psalm 103, "Bless or praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Here's stage one, the next verse. "He forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases and redeems your life from the pit." Now, I said, many of us don't even believe the fullness of stage one, and I have struggled with this. He forgives all my sins. I certainly don't forgive all my sins. When I am conscious of sin, it crushes me because I don't forgive myself. Or at least I haven't. I've come to understand that I am forgiven, that there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, as we've been reading in Romans 1. He forgives all your sin. This is the lifting out of the miry pit. He forgives all your sin. Everything, past, present, and future. When we have received him, our sins are forgiven completely. But stage one goes on. He heals all your infirmities, all your sicknesses, all your diseases, depending on the translation you read. And I think this is stage one still. This is still stage one. But that comes out of accepting the forgiveness. If you know that you are forgiven, if you know that your sin is dealt with, if you know that there is no condemnation, then that is life that begins to permeate your very being. And the healing comes with it. Your sin is forgiven and you are therefore healed, made whole. Sozo being the Hebrew word that says he makes you whole. Your sins are forgiven. You are made whole. You sicknesses are healed. That's the promise, and this isn't about this, but it's just saying we don't really believe it, do we? We don't live in the fullness of stage one salvation. And the third part of stage one salvation is he redeems your life from the pit. And sadly, I know Christians who say, "Well, I hope I'm going to go to heaven." They're definitely Christians, but they haven't understood the fullness of stage one salvation. You are redeemed from the pit. You're not going down, you're going up. You have been saved. This is stage one salvation: forgiveness, healing, and redemption. This is the lifting me out of the miry pit. But God doesn't leave us there. In fact, even in stage one, he doesn't leave us there. He has lifted us out of the miry pit and fully washed us down. That's stage one salvation. But then stage two, and sets my feet upon a rock. And in Psalm 103, the first thing is, he crowns us with love and compassion. Now, you can argue whether what he is crowning you with is love and compassion, or whether he is crowning you with his love. Because of his love and compassion, he crowns you. What does crowns you mean? He makes you a king. You become a king. Yes, ladies, you become a king. Because the Queen of Elizabeth was still head of the kingdom. She was king in all but her sex. She was a woman, but she was head of the kingdom. You become a king. This is stage two salvation. He hasn't just forgiven your sins, healed your sicknesses, and redeemed you from the pit. He hasn't just taken you out of the miry pit and washed you down. He has set your feet upon a rock and made you a king. He has crowned you. And he has done that with great love. He has done it with great compassion. He has made you into a king. And it goes on, and satisfies your desires with good things. Some translations say satisfies your tastes with good things. He spreads a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Your cup overflows. He has made you a king, and he has satisfied all your desires. This is the stage two. You have gone beyond being saved. You are now in this place. In eternity, it says we are co-heirs with Christ. He sits at God's right hand and we sit with him, ruling, having dominion, as he always intended. It's not enough to say, I'm forgiven. I'm crowned. He satisfies me. And he renews your youth like the eagles. And what does that mean? Well, of course, there's the eternal understanding that in eternity, you're not going to be old, weary, decrepit. You are going to be, in eternity, full of vigor, full of vim, full of everything you should be. He satisfies your taste, he satisfies your desire with good things, and he renews your youth. So, of course, there's an eternal dimension. But that's our certain hope. That's the certain expectation of what we're getting. But he says it's for now too. For now, I satisfy your desires with good things. For now, I will renew your youth. And I believe that we can live our lives, even into old age, with God having healed our sicknesses and therefore renewed our bodies. This is what salvation is. It should be visible. It should be clear. The fact that we are blessed should be seen. In fact, Psalm 67 says this, "The Lord bless us and be gracious to us and make his face shine upon us, in order that the nations may see, in order that the world may see." We are blessed in order that the world may see. So we should be visibly radiant in the Lord. That's what salvation should be. And we need to embrace this, and we need to get beyond just embracing stage one. We need to start to embrace stage two, but of course, that requires us to fully accept, believe, and understand that we are forgiven. That breeds healing in our lives. And we are redeemed. And getting to that point is stage one. but we move on to stage two. And I am crowned. And I am satisfied. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. He said to the woman, if you drink of the water I give you, you will never thirst again. You will be satisfied. And our youth is renewed so that we can go on ministering to the Lord and serving him until the day he calls us home. That is salvation. That is the gospel. And that is what we need to grasp. I am speaking to myself. I don't know where I am on that list. And different days, I'm in different places. But we need to come back to God and receive all of that day by day by day. Okay, Kings, let's get on with it.
The music is by graceforall.wordpress.com. Thank you for listening.